Three. Post game show brought to you by CIBC Wagundi. Vandy, that game much different than what we saw last night in Spruce Grove. A different feel, dramatic no less, the same, but a different context to this one. But you win in different ways, and that must be a nice sign this early to overcome some adversity here tonight and some dramatics and find a way to pick up a win against a good Sherwood Park team.
I mean, this game had a little bit of everything, I feel like. I mean, you get up that big a margin, and it's tough to keep anybody at any level focused. And just a crappy penalty there. And it wasn't even – it's a tough play. You couldn't see down the bench. Fisher isn't that type of player, so I would be surprised if it was a dirty hit. But it is what it is. And it's just the ebbs and flows of the momentum of the game. And it was a – just an interesting game. I mean, they have I'll give them credit. They have a lot of skill on that team, and they play very fast. But I like the way we were playing. I really liked our first two periods. I thought our first was good. I thought our second was really good. Mm-hmm. We responded really well. I mean, especially after Fisher stepped up and did what he did. I mean, it's nice to see the momentum just bounce and see what our team can do with that type of momentum. And I mean, we talked about it last year. Growth requires going through the ebbs and flows of bunch of trials and tribulations, and that's one of them. So it's a notch that we can put in our belt and hopefully rely on moving forward.
Yeah, this game has felt like three different games. Each period was a bit of a different look here. Let's go, back to the first. The first shot of the game goes in on Willing. I mean, that can be unnerving for anyone, but you guys responded with back-to-back goals there to take a lead. What changed for you in that first period to turn that game quickly and get the lead going into the intermission?
You know what, we were... we all trust Ingi. He does his job, and so that's just one we can brush off and move on from. And then after that, it's just stick to our systems. And we knew if we were heavy and physical with them in all three zones, it would be tough for them to play with us because we're such a good skating, big team that has good structure. So really just whenever we were having success, a lot of the times we were getting pucks in deep behind their D and making them uncomfortable and then working our offensive zone structure and really playing simple. A lot of the errors that we were having really in all three periods were pretty self-inflicted, and it was nice to see rather than compounding it was just one, because if you make two or three, the puck's usually in the back of your net, and usually somebody was picking up somebody after we made a mistake. And that's nice to see the resiliency of every line we were putting over the boards, picking each other up and making sure that they're winning more shifts than they're losing. So it's a good sign to see.
Good to see the offense too. Six goals tonight, five plus the empty netter. What'd you see from the second period there where you guys really took control of the game? Scored three times in the second to build up that 5-1 lead. What'd you see in the middle frame that was the big X factor?
You know, it was just our offensive zone structure. It was nice to see the power play get a goal, but I mean, it was just nice working pucks low to high and getting a lot of cross net front traffic, and really just relying on our guys up top to do the job and get pucks through. And, I mean, you look at where we've had success over the preseason and into the regular season here, it's working pucks low to high and making some chaos happen and making some nice plays as well. And it's nice to see guys like Vander Wright get into the game tonight on the score sheet, whether it's in the goals that he had. Like, one was a good shot in the power play, obviously, but the second goal, being physical, taking the puck to the net himself, like putting the D-man on his shoulder and bearing down. I mean, that's the type of skill that we have. We don't have a lot of soft skill on our team. And so when we embrace that hard skill, that hard-nosed mentality, it was really hard to play with us. And I think our guys kind of see, oh, wow, when we buy into that and we don't overcomplicate things, it works. So
Matt Vandenberg with us, assistant coach after a V6-3 win over Sherwood Park as we break down the V's perfect weekend. How about Eli McGamey getting his first goal as a 15-year-old? And that was a nice moment for him and a really nice shot. That's got to be a big boost for him in just his second game to, get that first one.
Yeah, and he's his harshest critic, and he always wants to know what he can do better after he comes off the ice in every shift. And really, for him, it's just embracing just the momentary process of each second or each shift that he gets out there. And to see him get rewarded that way, it was nice. And, I mean, shooters shoot, and he can rip it, and it was nice to see that type of goal go in for him. And really get that monkey off his back so we can just understand that, okay, now I'm in it. And you watch the game, like, he has moments where he's like, okay, he's 15, but for the most part, he plays a very mature, well-rounded game, and he makes it pretty easy as a coach to work with him. And I'm really excited because he's got a great attitude, and that's a big part of it. So, and I think just nothing but great things ahead of him.
Every line had a goal and points tonight. Really spread it out offensively. Defense very involved again as well with a few assists. What did you see offensively tonight? Because I know Fred Harbinson said this morning he needed to bear down a little bit, missing the net. But tonight it seemed like you guys had a nose for net and found a way to score in bunches.
I mean, I think we just found ways to embrace our culture, right? I mean, it's having net front tip goals, having guys driving out the corner and burying goals that way, having guys get rebound goals. Like, we're not a cute team. We don't try to be. And so when we play hard-nosed, skilled hockey, it's just nice to see them get rewarded. I mean, we had D that were getting pucks past the first and second layer, putting good tips on the net. Even the pucks that weren't going in, we were still getting looks. Truthfully, I feel like our score could have been higher for us. And I mean, we gave them some looks too. They ranked some posts. But, like, I mean, we were generating a lot. And a lot of it was just because we were playing our brand of hockey. And it was nice to see. I mean, rolling our second game in, really them embracing that type of hockey, just because when we do that over sustained periods of time, weeks on end, I mean, that's the type of momentum we can build and try to take this thing on a run and really get this thing going in the right direction moving forward for the rest of the season. So.